What if the U.S. military just made your next doctor's conversation about testosterone a whole lot easier and proved that preventive care isn't just good medicine? It's smart economics? Pause. Here's what's happening right now. The Department of Defense just announced it will test every soldier over 30 for testosterone levels and offer voluntary hormone replacement therapy to those who fall short. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is calling it the High T Department. Whatever you think of the branding, this is a massive federal institution normalizing proactive hormone screening, and it has direct implications for every primary care patient and physician in America, including those working with practices like Gary S. Christensen, MD/PC. Pause. First, this isn't a wellness trend. It's an ROI argument. The Pentagon isn't doing this to be nice. They expect measurable returns, sharper cognition, stronger performance, lower long-term medical costs. Low testosterone in men over 30 is linked to fatigue, cognitive decline, muscle loss, and cardiovascular risk. One low-cost testosterone panel today is dramatically cheaper than managing diabetes, osteoporosis, or depression 5 years from now. Pause. Second, preventive care has always had a measurement problem. The cost is visible today, but the savings show up years later. That's why this military initiative matters culturally. When an institution the size of the U.S. military normalizes testosterone screening, it does public health education at scale. Patient resistance drops. Conversations that once felt awkward suddenly feel routine. Every clinician benefits when their patients see that news. Pause. Third, there's a parallel ROI story unfolding in oncology. Swiss biotech Molecular Partners AG just advanced its phase 2 tactic trial, evaluating MP0317 combined with chemoimmunotherapy for cholangiocarcinoma, a rare, aggressive bile duct cancer with very few good treatment options. This kind of rigorous, randomized trial design signals that the research pipeline is taking rare cancers seriously. Clinical investment today means better options for patients tomorrow. Pause. Here's your action item. If you're a man over 30, or you have one in your life, ask your doctor specifically about testosterone screening at your next visit. Don't wait for symptoms to pile up. Print this out. Send it to someone you care about. Or bring it to your next appointment and start the conversation. Early detection is always cheaper than crisis management. Pause. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.